Listening to sermons as we go about our days, driving around or doing our work, is a perfect reminder of our Lord's promises and of His mercies. This is the mission of Upper Room Media: to make the Word of God accessible to anybody and everybody.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we come towards the end of the Nativity fast, and as we prepare for our own celebration of the birth of our Lord and Saviour, we celebrate the gift of a new year in the will of God. Every new year is the opportunity to begin again the life with Christ with a renewed effort and a greater experience of His saving and loving presence in our lives. It is a time of new beginning, and no more so than for mankind, for whose sake the Word of God became man, to give us a new beginning with God. St. Luke tells us in his Gospel that the Lord Jesus was born in Bethlehem, and his mother Mary wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Mary and Joseph had been instructed by angelic visitors to call him Jesus, because Jesus means Jehovah is salvation. It had never been imagined that this saving God would himself become a man, born as a baby in Bethlehem, while remaining God, for the sake of our salvation and reconciliation with God. But this is what the angel said to Mary when he visited her. In the Gospel of St. Luke we read, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favour with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob for ever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." There are two questions we can briefly consider. The first is, what is this baby that has been born? We learn that Mary has conceived and become pregnant, and that therefore this is a real human baby that she carried for 9 months and gave birth to in Bethlehem. But she did not conceive in an ordinary way. It was by the power of God, by the activity of the Holy Spirit, that a human life began to form within her. And so this real baby is no ordinary baby, but is also the Son of God. Not just a special man, used by God in a special way, but God himself. The Gospel of St. John tells us, "The Word, the Son of God, became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." What is this little baby? It is God made man, divinity united with humanity in a real way and without changing the humanity or the divinity into something else. Who is this little baby? It is the Son and Word of God, God himself, who has become a baby, while remaining the one who holds the whole universe in being. He makes himself vulnerable and the servant of all for our salvation, even while he is almighty as God. Why did God become a baby and take the name Jesus, meaning God is the Saviour? The Lord Jesus tells us himself. He says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." He did not come to condemn, but to save. He did not come to cause men and women to perish, but to receive life. As another New Testament writer says, "As the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage." At Christmas we often focus on the most attractive elements of the accounts in the Bible, on the birth of a baby, on the animals in the stable, on the visit of the shepherds and the wise men. But God became a man, became this baby Jesus, while remaining God, for a purpose and with a plan. Mankind had fallen under the power of death and the oppressive influence of the devil. This death is the natural mortality of man, and it is the confusion of our moral compass, so that we are drawn this way and that, seeking a satisfaction that nothing in this world can provide. And it is the separation from God who is our true life. It is as though we are living in darkness, unable to see where we are going, unable to make sense of our experience, cold, isolated, anxious, and afraid. And it is into this situation that God himself bursts forth, and he is described as the Son of Righteousness and the Light of the world. In the Gospels it says, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined." Why was this baby born? Why did God become a man while remaining God? It was to bring light and life into the world. It was to destroy the power of death and the devil in all its forms. He became a man, this baby Jesus, to rescue us from the situation in which we find ourselves, and to restore us to life lived in union with him, now and into eternity. He lived our life without that sinfulness which characterizes our own experience, and he died the death that ends our own lives, even though he had done nothing deserving death. And being God, God made man, he destroyed the power of death by his own divine and unlimited life. This was a lifetime away from the birth of the baby, but it was the purpose and the plan that led God to become man. He became man so that he might bring light and life into the world, destroying the power of death and offering us the opportunity to enter a new and authentic way of being human in union with God. It was the Lord Jesus Christ himself who said, "I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly." All of the things that represent this experience of death and darkness in our own lives, the sense of our mortality, the sense of having no lasting purpose, the loneliness, isolation, anger and frustration, the bondage to behaviours and attitudes that we cannot escape, the fear and anxiety, the shame and guilt. God became a man, the baby Jesus, so that he might, at the end of his life on earth, destroy their power over us. What does the New Testament teach us? It says, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." To be united with God in Jesus Christ is to have a new start, a new life. It is to walk in the light and to be filled with God's own divine power by the Holy Spirit. And this union with God bears fruit in our life. The fruit of life with God in the Holy Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. This is the meaning of Christmas, that life has come into the world, true life, divine life, God's own life. And in becoming a man, the baby Jesus, this life of God touches us all, invites us all, gives each one of us an opportunity to choose and embrace what God offers freely and in love. The new life represented by the baby Jesus, God made man, represents the new life, the new start, the new opportunity to know God and live every moment in his transforming presence, which is given to us all at this Christmas season, at this time of a new year, and in every moment. May the Nativity message that God has come into the world to give us new life, a new start, a new opportunity to enter the light, be one which inspires us all to seek God more completely, follow him more confidently, and experience for ourselves the gift of divine life and love, which is the meaning of Christmas, now and always. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart, and we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.